Commercial drift and set netters have been shut down since last week in an effort to allow more sockeye into the river. Management plans call for an analysis on July 20th to see where the run is and how much fishing time various user groups will get on the back end of the season. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commercial Fisheries Manager Pat Shields says the regular openings on Mondays and Thursdays will remain closed until counts hit 900,000.
So up through the 20th of July, most of our indications said that we were going to be, you know, at or above forecast and that we were going to meet or exceed our escapement objectives. After the July 20th regular fishing period, we had noted that things had begun to slow down, and we have adjusted, as the word I used, by closing, not fishing any extra periods, and now we've closed today, Monday, July 24th, regular period.
No one day has seen more than about 30,000 fish into the river, and that's becoming a trend with this late sockeye run.
You know, I don't have an explanation for that. Other staff don't either. Fish just vary their migration behavior each year. 4 or 5 years ago, you know, we had these great big days where, you know, a couple, 200,000 or 300,000 fish would come to the river mouth in one tide. I can't explain why that's not occurring now. That said, both 2015 and 2016, we exceeded our in-river objective. So it was just a lot of below-average days that added up to us exceeding the number of fish we were to put in the river.
The overall commercial harvest stands at about 1.4 million fish. That's well below the long-term average of closer to 3 million. Shields says up until last week, the commercial fleet, at least in the Kisilov section, was doing okay. But even with the gill nets on hold, fishing has been a mixed bag for sport anglers and personal use fishermen.
We've heard some very good fishing. You know, a lot of fish being harvested into personal use fish, too. Others saying, no, they had a difficult time, you know, finding fish. And that's the same in the in-river sport fishery, where some folks have been able to catch their limits at the numbers we've been putting in. Others have struggled. So there's no doubt we're hoping that there are good days yet to come, and we're going to stay off of harvesting Kenai sockeye until we're comfortable that we can project making that 900,000 minimum goal.
On a brighter note, the tally on the Kisilov River is fine. Shields says they've hit the target there with more than 190,000 fish into the river. And the Lake King run into the Kenai is continuing its relative resurgence. As of Sunday, nearly 9,000 kings had been counted, with almost a month left for that run. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.